99.9 Radio USA. Toes from the Zach Brown Band. It's 6:50. It's 40 degrees. We've got Chris Young's Aw Naw on the way. But right now, it's time to get weird. Yes, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. For those who can't imagine life or death without music, a Swedish company is selling $30,000 coffins that come with speakers and a Spotify account to stream songs into your final resting place. What makes the Kata Combo sound system coffins different is that they have two-way speakers, which means the living can hear what's being played in the casket 6 feet under. The headstone comes with a digital display to let visitors know what song is playing. The company, Paz, Jude, and Build, said its first customer, Frederick Helmquist, is letting strangers add tracks to his Paz Forever playlist. So that's interesting, I guess. It's also weird. And here's another weird one. A 33-year-old man in Singapore has spent nearly $392,000 over the past 20 years collecting one thing: dolls. Jin Yang's boyhood interest turned into an obsession, especially when his parents wouldn't allow him to own a Barbie doll. Well, that all changed when he turned 13 and started to earn his own money. He says, "That's when I started. I got the freedom to buy whatever I wanted," and he's been buying Barbie dolls ever since. He shares his townhouse with 6,000 Barbie dolls, something he says hasn't gone over well with girlfriends. He says, "I've got ex-girlfriends who got insecure about this kind of stuff. They look at the dolls and they go, okay, that's the competition, which is quite troubling, but it's a reality," he says. Yang's interest in toys is professional as well. He serves as director of strategy for Omnicom Media Group, whose clientele includes the toy maker Hasbro. So, yeah, that's a bit odd. And one more for you this morning. A Tennessee woman proved love can be a real pain in the butt after she allegedly stole $5,000 from her boyfriend and hid it in her rear end. Christy Black wound up in the hospital with severe bleeding after her boyfriend reportedly tried to remove the money from her rear end using a toilet brush and tongs. Now, once at the hospital, the wad of money was removed from its hiding place and collected as evidence. The woman has been charged with theft. That's the weird news this morning. It's 6:53.
Time to get ready to haul the big buck back to